USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate Budget Committee announced a $3.5 trillion spending package that would pair with President Biden's infrastructure deal. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso tells Fox Business he's no fan of the new plan.
This $3.5 trillion, Stuart, is on top of the core infrastructure, things like roads and bridges. This is on top of this. They're acting like this is monopoly money. Look, this is about the Green Bad Deal. This is about a massive expansion of government's role in our health care, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
The new spending plan focuses on Medicare, child care, and climate change, among other things. Drug overdose deaths in the United States surged nearly 30% in 2020, driven by more fentanyl being brought into the United States illegally and the stress and isolation of the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's military is under attack from the woke anti-Christian far left. Even our top generals are ignoring the threat. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the real dangers. Tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. Stinchfield and Newsmax are telling you the truth about the far left's real agenda and Joe Biden's policies. That's why millions are tuning into Stinchfield and Newsmax. And Newsmax is the only major news network carrying President Trump's rallies live. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them, tell them you want it, or you can switch. Watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax has become one of America's biggest news networks, as Americans like you switch to a trusted news source. Every weeknight, watch great shows with Grant Stinchfield, Greg Kelly, Cortez and Pellegrino, Rob Schmidt, and a lot more. Newsmax is real news. Watch it.
The United States continues to draw down troops from Afghanistan and end its role in the country. President Biden says everyone will be out of Afghanistan by August 31st. Montana Republican Congressman Matt Rosendale joins Fox Business and believes now is the time to bring the soldiers home.
We have been there for 20 years training the Afghan troops and trying to help those communities, and it's time our soldiers came home.
Afghan military leaders are upset with the United States for withdrawing troops without their knowledge, including a U.S. troop withdrawal from the Air Force base in Kabul last week. So far, not a single Senate Republican has voiced support for David Chipman, President Biden's controversial nominee to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Republican Senator from South Dakota John Thune adding, he seems to be far from the mainstream, that he's got problems even among some Democrats. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Britney Spears is in talks with former federal prosecutor Matthew Rosengart to be her new attorney as she continues to fight to end her father's conservatorship over her. Spears is looking for a new attorney due to the fact that her current one is retiring. ABC News legal analyst Dan Abrams believes Spears getting a new attorney is a big deal.
And this would be a game changer. I mean, think about it this way. The conservatorship basically says that Britney Spears can't make decisions for herself. Put aside financial decisions, she can't even decide who she associates with, when she goes places, medical care for herself. If the court were to determine that she can hire her own lawyer, that's a big statement right there from the court saying, wait a sec, this court thinks that she can make certain very important decisions.
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America. The Young Guns shine in this year's MLB All-Star Game.
The American League was victorious in the 91st MLB All-Star Game, topping the National League 5-2. It's the 8th straight win for the AL, the second longest streak in the history of the game. Vlad Guerrero Jr. of the Blue Jays was named the game's MVP after blasting a mammoth home run and driving in two of the AL's five runs. He and his dad, Vlad Sr., became the third father-son combination to homer at an All-Star Game, joining Ken Griffey Sr. and Jr. and Bobby and Barry Bonds.
Dan Naraki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau with that report. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.